Listener, today's commentary highlights the World Economic Forum Davos meeting. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, convenes once again in Davos, Switzerland from 20th to 25th January 2025, addressing pressing global issues and the latest developments in geopolitics and the global economy. Initially, a gathering of business leaders and economists, this prestigious global forum has evolved into an international organization that brings together nations, corporations, entrepreneurs, investors, and political figures. The founder and chairperson of the WEF, Klaus Schwab, highlighted the uniqueness of Davos meeting, describing it as a platform that unites decision makers from governments, businesses, and civil society at the start of the year to tackle the world's rapidly transforming challenges. At the 2025 WEF meeting, Indonesia is represented by business leaders under the auspices of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, carrying a range of noble missions. Speaking at the press conference last Thursday, chairpersons of the Chamber of Commerce, Anindya Novian Bakri, underscore one of the Chamber of Commerce's primary missions to assist the government in attracting substantial investment to the country, encapsulated in the slogan Indonesia Open for Business, and notably, the Chamber of Commerce has participated in the Davos Economic Forum for a decade. Beyond economic objectives, Anindya Bakri stated that the Chamber of Commerce is also promoting Indonesia's vast tourism potential to attendees, aiming to secure foreign investment and establish mutually beneficial collaborations between international stakeholders and Indonesia. At first glance, the WEF may resemble annual summits of world leaders and economic blocs or other high-level international meetings. However, the influence it wields often shapes critical international decisions such as peace process between Israel and Palestine, exemplified by meetings between Palestinian Liberation Operation leader Yasser Arafat and the Israel Prime Minister. Consequently, the WEF attracts a diverse array of attendees, including heads of state, politicians, economists, and prominent corporate leaders from around the globe. The Chamber of Commerce participation in the 2025 WEF goes beyond noble missions. It also serves to bridge the government's Asta Cita program. Moreover, it is anticipated to strengthen the World Trade Organization's stance on Indonesia's palm oil issues, particularly regarding export discrimination by the European Union. It is also hoped that the Chamber of Commerce initiatives at the WEF will yield position impacts on Indonesia's economic growth and trade. Additionally, the Chamber of Commerce is expected to represent the priorities of the Red-White Cabinet on this global stage. Prominent figures set to attend the 2025 WEF include the newly elected President of the United States, Donald Trump, the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, and the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. Well, listener, that concludes today's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.